Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Later. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM is on.
it. I like it. Welcome to 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. Spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. But tonight, y'all, right about now, nothing but the funk, the P-funk, the unbridled, uncut funk, the bomb. Featuring our music historian sitting in with me tonight, Mr. Rick Marino. Welcome, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Tweed. Thanks for having me back again. I'm really excited about the show, man. You and I both are being big fans of funk music and music in general. This is going to be one of those shows that we're going to have a blast with, so I'm looking forward to it.
Indeed, man. We're going to tear the roof off this mother. And I got a pretty cool fly little playlist put together. And I want to say that you have a fly playlist as well. So we're going to let it do what it do, like Ray Charles would say. But I want to give a big shout-out to FunDiggity.com, one of our major sponsors, the Flyest Funnel Cakes in America, located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue, D-A-L-H-A-R-T Avenue, Compton, California, 90222, open Tuesdays through Sundays, 3 to 10 p.m. Phone call-in number for your order is 310-404-6849. Tell them Tweed Cadillac sent you, get a discount on any of your funnel cake orders that you might have. We also deliver Uber Eats, DoorDash, all of the, I don't know, what would you actually call them when they deliver to your house? I don't know. The word gets me, but they're available on Uber Eats, DoorDash, etc. Or just pull up to the address and walk away with a beautiful treat, more flair than the fear. Also, our sponsor, Stacey Adams Incorporated, for your footwear, to go to tweakatlife.com, click on the sponsor link, get a 25% discount for today only. All you have to do is click the link and go shopping. We've got headwear, underwear, footwear, and apparel available. Also, magnificentwax.com, available in your local Walmarts as well. Tell them Tweed Cadillac sent you if you buy directly from the website. BTP Media, theglueshow.com. Westside Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays. They are there for your service, and also the GLU After Hours show. And last but not least, if you're into breakfast and you want a good hearty breakfast, stop on down to Jack's Family Kitchen, located on Western Avenue in South Central Los Angeles, in between 39th Street and Martin Luther King Boulevard. Grab you a pork chop and egg breakfast, which is my specialty. Oh my God, it's the bomb. It's the bomb like this funk. With that being said, those are our sponsors for tonight's episode. Let me bring in my co-host, Mr. G. Lou. Are you available, sir?
Yeah, yeah. What's going on, Tweed?
Yes, nothing but the funk tonight. The funk, the yeah. Funk, and all about the funk.
I love the
so,
funk.
So, well, we gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Here's what we're going to do. I need for you to pick a number between 1 and 10, G. Lou. Mr. Slick Rick Marino, pick a number. I'm going to pick a number. And whoever is the closest will go first. So my number is 4. What about
I'm
you,
number
Rick?
Number 1.
Who's the winner, G. Lou?
What happened? Oh, it was on me to pick?
Yes, you're the pick. Okay, let's try it again. Pick a number, G. Lou, between 1 and 10.
I picked number 1.
I know, but wait a minute. You're going to be the judge.
Okay, I got you.
All right, let's try it one more time.
Okay.
Pick a number between 1 and 10, G. Lou. I pick number 4. Slick Rick, what you want?
Let's go with number 7.
Okay, mm-hmm. G. Lou, who is closer to the number that you picked? That's who's going to go first.
Rick. I picked number 7, so it was Rick.
Okay, Rick, you have the floor.
Focus up, big baby. Yeah, let's do it. So, you know, you were playing a little BT Express as part of the intro. So to keep it bouncing along, we'll get into some pleasure. Bouncy Lady is the name of the song. And, you know, the song reminds me of a bit of a funkier version of Brick House. If you can get funkier than that, you know, this is one of those great songs that from a band that is a little bit underappreciated. I think you and I discussed that tweet in one of our conversations. So let's get into Pleasure, Bouncy Lady.
Dandada.
Bouncy, bouncy lady. Bouncy, bouncy lady. Bouncy, bouncy lady. Bouncy, bouncy lady.
Pleasure, song entitled Bouncy Lady. I'm sure you heard of them from Glide, Thoughts of My Old Flames, Choosing Me. Pleasure is one of the most underrated bands that came out in the late 70s, early 80s. Phenomenal, man. I've been trying to get an interview with them. They are still available as far as shows, but they're kind of in and out. They're kind of in and out. I've been trying to interview these cats for years, and look like we just cannot connect the dots. But it's going to go down. Great
that
selection,
was always your theme song, wasn't it? Sweet, some pleasure when you opened up.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I said I thought that was one of your theme, like one of your opening, you always show them love. Like on the show, I think your opening song used to come out with some pleasure, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that was Glide.
Glide,
it's
okay,
always
okay.
Been Glide.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
and
okay.
The funny part about that song, I remember Glide when it first came out, and man, we rode all over L.A. playing that song, man. That was so fucking fly in your car. And to this day, it's still fly. The quality, everything was just beautiful about that song, man. Pleasure, man. They had like about 5 or 6 albums, too. So if you, any of your audience want to go back and all you got to do is Google Pleasure, the band, and you will see a beautiful body of work. Slick Rick, man, that was all the way there, man. I can dig that.
Yeah, but, and you know what trips me out? They come out of Portland, Oregon, man. And, you know, we think all these other places, like especially Ohio, when it comes to, like, funk music, but these guys coming out of Portland, Oregon, they put it down, you know?
Indeed.
Wow, Portland.
Of all places, yep. Yep. Well, I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to take it, man, to another underrated guy. He's mostly known for ballads, but he got some funk in his heart, and he's going to tear the roof off this mother sucker. 93-point tweet, FM-ism, Mr. Leroy Hudson. It's the music, baby.
We'll be right back.
Joint Tweet FM. Mr. Leroy Hudson, it's the music, baby. Let's keep it moving, Slick Rick Moreno. Funk 'em out they socks, sir. What's next?
All right. All right. Let's see here. Let's go with a little Chocolate Milk. You know, this is one of the bands that I heard of just by word of mouth, you know, pre-Google, I don't want to say pre-internet, but, you know, before everybody was using Google to research things. I was working at a record store, and one of the guys working there, he's like, you never heard of Chocolate Milk? Like, one of the baddest bands. I was like, nah, man. So he exposed me to them, and one of my favorite tracks is Coming. So let's get into that.
And Girl Calling. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Blue Jeans. They had some hits back then. At the point, Tweed FM-ism. Chocolate Milk, y'all. Of an intro, G. Lou. Did you hear that? Wow, that's what samples are made of. Let's run that back.
Oh,
93.tweet.fm. I need that love. I need y'all to hit that follow button. Make sure you hit that follow button, set you up a free account, be able to get access to alerts, notifications of upcoming celebrity guests. Don't cost you a dime. Roll on it. Man, we about to really do this, Rick. Let me buckle up my sleeves. Pull out a heat rock, as they used to say. I wonder, do they still say that? I got them heat rocks. G. Lou, they used to say that back in the day. You know, man, you got them heat rocks. You know, do they still say that, or am I so old school that I'm just completely out the loop? I don't know. But we got them heat rocks. We got them heat rocks.
Depends, man. I know my generation still says.
They do? Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware, man. I'd be on the porch. I don't come outside that much. I'd be on the porch. I'm a peeping Tom. I just sit on the porch and watch white ladies walk their poodles and shit. I don't do too much. 93.tweet.fm. The fungus is among us. We finna funk y'all up. Tell a hater to tell a player.
real crazy about back then. Call him Sweet Cadillac. Call me anytime, baby. I'm ready.
I'm Flexa Raleigh.
I'm TJ G.
You're listening to
93.3,
the only station that plays the Funkadelic mix with the sensation flow out of music.
93.3, don't know FM is some pay funk, Motown rhythms, what we give them. Lowriders locking it up, playing the cut. 7 to 9, we can't be touched. Sweet Cadillac and Shamrock us. Flexa Raleigh and Al's about to turn it up.
Thursday nights like they do it right, bumping the best combination of hits, they keep it tight. We swagged out in the old school caddy, ragged out, popping the iPod, turned up the block and smashed out. I'm listening to the music that make my Lolo move. Front to back, side to side, through with motion so smooth. Up the street, banging the beat, tweed, bringing the heat. No other radio.com can compete. Number one Funkadelic Temptation Station, broadcasting all across the nation. The number one Funkadelic Temptation Station, broadcasting all across the nation.
Tuned in to 93.3 FM-ism with my host, Mr. G. Lou, also known as Lou Lavish, and my music historian, Slick Rick Marino. Where we at, Slick Rick?
Yeah, hey, I don't think you gave us the name of that last song. What was that? Because I never heard that one.
What did I just play? Oh, that was Cameo, Cameosis.
Okay.
Cameo. One of the baddest funk bands of all time. So where we at, Slick Rick? What you want to do?
All right. So we'll get into something maybe a little different. This next group, the Nightlighters, they were like the first iteration of the band that we know as New Birth, you know, Wildflower, Dream Merchant, host of other songs. This band, this iteration, I was introduced by a homie of mine, Bluefoot, rest in peace, Bluefoot. He had this album laying around. I was like, I've never seen that album. He's like, you don't know Nightlighters and their connection. So to New Birth, I was like, nah. So, this was like primarily instrumental band. This track we're going to get into now, Peep Out, is to me like a clinic of drum playing. Like, it gets no better when it comes to drum playing and percussion. And this is one bad song. So let's get into Peep Out by the Nightlighters.
Nothing to it but to do it, baby. That's funky. Already the first 10 seconds to grab you. Let's do this.
Thank you.
Night Lighters, P-Foul. That is crazy. P-Foul, what a hell of a title for a joint like that. Yeah, that was kind
of
You know what's funny, man, is
that you have these bands like Night Lighters and what have you, like, these are good, being pushed on, you know, major labels at the time. Like, this album was released on RCA, and, you know, that's a time of music industry was a little different, right? They would take risks on bands like this and release these albums, all instrumental albums, and, you know, let the artists do their thing. And now it's so controlled and, you know, manipulated to produce hits. It's taking the little bit of the soul out of the music.
Yeah, that is true, because a label would take a chance on you. And even if you didn't have a following, they would, like, man, if they liked the music, they would give you a chance. If you didn't sell, you might be out the door as fast as you came in. But a lot of times you did get the opportunity, man. And that was with little or no promotion. So you actually really had to have a hit record, you know, to even get on radio. Man, the game was so difficult back then, man. You really had to be somebody. And I got you a song that's kind of symbolizes that as well. You might have heard it because this song was slept on for years, but it's always somebody like yourself that dig into the crates, or other rappers that are digging to the crates, and they'll pull a rabbit out of the hat, sample it, and then blow up. This is one of those type of joints. Check it out, y'all. 90.3 Tweet FM, Nothing But The Funk Show, featuring Rick Moreno, G. Lou. Check it out, y'all. Eddie Henderson, Inside You. Thank you. besides you. Can anybody guess where that sample was originally came out? Let's go to G. Lou. G. Lou, you know where that sample, who actually sampled that song? And it was kind of a hit too, but I don't think you know.
I know it, but I can't name the artist.
Okay, what about you, Slick Rick?
I know Jay-Z's first album.
There you go. That was it. That's real fly though. So
which one was
great. Now, what album it was, I don't know, but I know Jay-Z used it.
Reasonable Doubt, yep.
There you have it. I know one thing. You find that right sample, and shit, a lot can happen. Because believe me, that a lot of these songs have a good-ass break, you know. And how the game is now, a lot of the publishers are gone or they lost publishing. And even if you got to pay for a sample, which you might not have to, but you can always negotiate that as well, too. You still could dig into the crates and come up with it. So where we at with Slick Rick? What you got up next for us?
Oh, I was just going to say something to your point about the samples, man. A lot of these newer rap artists are going back to sample based production, man, like Larry June, Currency. A lot of these guys are going back to a sample driven production, and that's leading to good success for them, so I'm happy to see that.
I like Larry June too.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the songs got those old samples and you're like, where'd that come from? And then you go and you try to look for it and find it. So yeah. So to continue on more of a smooth tip, like the last song we heard, while we get into the Headhunters, I remember Headhunters were part of, I think they were a backing band or part, you know, a band for Herbie Hancock at one point. Then they kind of branched off on their own. This is off of one of their albums that they kind of broke off on their own and did their own thing. But it's a song called I Remember.
Done deal.
Forget the time we were together. Now it's history in my lifetime. A shining light opens in my mind. And my guilt makes me a tight.
Thank you.
93.3 FM, Ism. I never heard of that one before, Slick Rick. You threw me for a loop with that one. Headhunters.
You know, it's crazy, man, if you look at that album cover, you know, you see the members of the band, and they all look totally different from each other. There's a DJ out there, he was one of my favorite DJs, rest in peace, Double K, but when he would say when he would go look for albums, he would look at the cover, and if he saw, like, a white dude and a Latin dude and a black dude and an Asian dude, like, all in part of one group, that you knew
that was
going to
be funky.
Yeah,
that's true. That's absolutely true, too. Like, Mandrill.
Yeah.
Mandrill was one of those war. There's a lot of groups that was like that, and you knew that they was going to Tower Power. You knew they was going to come with it. Wow.
Right.
Well, I tell you. Let me slap y'all, man, with this one. Backstory on this one is Bigfoot Braley. His name is Jerome Braley. He was the drummer for Parliament Funkadelic. He decided to go solo. He had a group called Mutiny. He did a solo album, and this is what came up out of it. 93.3 Tweet FM Ism. G. Lou. Rick Marino. Tweet Cadillac, baby. Ain't you deep, baby? What is a semi-first class seat? Is that where you're in the middle of the plane? You're not in first class. You're not in coach. Where is a semi-first class seat? You get two bags of peanuts and a Coca-Cola? I don't know, Debbie. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Maybe now it's known as a business class.
Okay. A business class is kind of cool, though. I flew business class. That's kind of cool. I didn't know it was a semi-first class seat, but I'm just curious to know. That, man, that got me, man. But I love that bass line. That, man, I love that song, man. And that song.
Yeah, that went through me for a loop, man, because I had no idea that band even existed as an offshoot of Parliament, you know,
Bigfoot. Bigfoot Braley.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're in negotiations. I've been talking to that man. He liked posts and stuff, and every time I try to get him for an interview, he's like, well, man, one day tweet. But he has a hell of a story to tell. Every Parliament Funkadelic song, he was the drummer, Bigfoot Braley. His real name is Jerome Braley. He's the man.
Yep.
He's the man.
Part of that funk mob, you know?
Yep. He was back there on the landing of the mothership. And I remember going to that concert as a teenager. And he was way above the stage, and you couldn't see him at all. It was like a little light surrounding the drums. So you knew there was drums, but you couldn't see him. But he was up there banging. It's like, wow. He lived a hell of a life, man. And he's still around. So where we at, Slick Rick? What's
next?
Oh,
man.
Let's keep the funk rolling, nothing but the funk.
Yeah, so let's get into something a little heavy, man. Still on the Funkadelic tip. Super Stupid, you know, I think some of the earlier catalog, it's on by, you know, people who are just familiar with, like, Knee Deep and, you know, stuff like that. But Funkadelic, to me, is, like, kick-ass rock band, man. And, you know, like, the rock band of all rock bands, in my opinion, especially with the early stuff. So why don't we get into Super Stupid?
Exactly. To me, they're like the Rolling Stones of funk. Funkadelic was the Rolling Stones of funk, if you ask me, man. They are, my God.
They look so cool. They look so cool doing it, man. On stage, man. Every, you know, all the time, they look super cool doing it. So they put it down.
And they was high as the sky the whole time. P-Funk will never die. 93.2 that super stupid. We'll be right back. That ain't funk. I don't know what funk is. Man, Eddie Hazel was a monster. Eddie Hazel was the Jimi Hendrix of the funk world. For real, though. He was a Slash of the funk world. Now, imagine if Slash would have been in Parliament Funkadelic. Wow. All I can say is just wow. But since we
you know, Eddie like had a heavy influence on Prince. We talk about Prince as a guitarist. He's pretty bad himself, and I know Eddie was one of his major inspirations. So.
And Eddie was high on heroin the whole time.
Yeah, man.
Eddie went out kind of. Eddie probably went out like he wanted to go out. You know, he enjoyed his life. He did it, done it, till he was dead. So I'm sure that he enjoyed the ride. But Eddie was way the fuck out. Pardon my French, but he was way the fuck out. Since we're on Funkadelic, I got to play you my all-time favorite Funkadelic, Eddie Hazel rendering of what funk was really made of, 93.3 FM. Ism, check this one out, y'all. That's Jerome Bigfoot Braley back there on the drums.
I'm
funk is amongst us, and funk we trust.
Let me ask you, what, you know, you being a huge Funkadelic fan, what about that band was like a major attraction for you in terms of being a fan of theirs?
Well, I would have to say the instrumentation, everybody was on the one, as they say. It's like everybody was in sync. And when I watched some old footage of their rehearsals, they never really had a pattern. They would just go in there, pick up their instruments, and like, say, for example, Bigfoot Bradley, Jerome, the drummer, would just start off with something, you know, however he was feeling, right? He just start playing a groove, and then Eddie Hazel would come in, and then, you know, the other, everybody would just follow suit. And before they know it, they had a song. Feel me? They would just have what was called jam sessions, and then they would turn them into songs. They were basically freestyling. Once it came down to George decided to go commercial and do Parliament Funkadelic, that's when there's a little bit more structure, more theme-oriented. But they was just having jam sessions, man. And she was like, wow, just phenomenal music that will live on forever and ever and ever. For real, though. So where we at, Slick Rick? What you want to do?
Well, you
Let's
know, we
keep
could
it with the Funkadelic.
Yeah, we could, and that's what I was going to say. We could sit here all night and play back-to-back Funkadelic because they have so many good songs. But I'll end my little Funkadelic session with How Do You View You? You know, I think one of the things about Funkadelic in general is that, you know, through their music and, like, through their album artwork, like, they provided this alternative for, like, kids at the time. And they put out some songs that were kind of introspective, and this is one of them. It's like, you know, it's okay to be the oddball. It's okay to be not like the rest of society. It's like, how do you view you? And as long as you're happy with yourself, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
So let's get into that. Yeah.
And not only that, the artist that did all of their artwork, he became renownedly famous for doing all of that artwork. That man took his time to, and it was all handwritten. You know, he was an artist, but, man, just if you ever even read the inserts on a Funkadelic album or saw the artwork, it was like everybody played an intricate part in all of that. And, man, it was a movement, as they say. It was a phenomenon, as they say. Man, the funk is funk, and it ain't never been no, it's facsimile funk bands. Nobody will never be Funkadelic or Parliament ever again. And if George happens to pass, it's going to be a sad day in the music industry because of the contribution that he gave, for real, man, because they got it out the mud, as they say.
You know, it's funny, man. I totally agree. And you know, what's funny about George though is he's looking better than ever these days. He's looking real good. If you see him now, he's looking real good than he did maybe in the '80s and early '90s. So, you know, wishing him well on his life journey.
Exactly. And he's 70 plus years of age. Funkadelic, y'all. How do you view you? That's the question.
Ever know someone who takes first, don't know the rest?
Understand that. 90.tweet FM ism. We on that funk thing tonight, y'all. Nothing but the P-Funk. Uncut funk. I guess you would call it the bomb. So, Slick Rick, let me see what I could do. Let me see what I could do to keep this party rocking right. We're going to do it like this. The grandson of the funk, the baby boy, stepped into the game at 19 years of age. Phenomenal space-based player.
Bye. Hi, this is Tyrone Williams of the Mighty Mass Production Band, and you are tuned into 93.Tweed FM, spectacular lowrider oldies at their finest. So turn up the music on the After Six.
Nothing but the funk, the P-Funk, the bomb. We are live once again with G. Lou, Rick Marino, Tweed Cadillac, baby. Slick Rick, you're killing us tonight, man. You got the funk on deck. The funk is served hot, not cold, with a side of heavy bass, some extra horns. Oh, man, it's like a five-piece Popeye's chicken dinner at a five-star restaurant. What's going on tonight, man? What you got? What's next on your playlist?
Yeah, you know, I said the last Funkadelic song was going to be the end of my little Funkadelic set, but I think we should get into this Eddie Hazel. You know, we talked about him a little bit before, but this song, so the story goes, off his solo album, kind of a rare release, you know, was put out, and the run was cut short, and because of it, a lot of P-Funk fans weren't able to get a hold of the album, and thanks to a resurgence in its popularity, it's been reissued and re-released, but let's get into Eddie Hazel, so how
okay.
The story goes.
We can do that. I was interested in that Bobby Thurston song that you know, it spoke to me about. But we can get into Eddie. It's all good. Which one would you like to do? Eddie?
Well, let's go for the Bobby. Let's go for the Bobby. Because I think this guy, you know, he, not much known about him. He put out a couple albums. I particularly like this song. It's just something you can throw on right out to, have a good time with. And it's got a funky little beat behind it. So let's get into that.
It's funky, though. That's all I want to know. It's
yes,
funky.
Sir.
Well, let's tear the roof off this mother sucker then, baby. 93.Tweed FM.
shining. It's your boy Boogie, one half of Who That. The group from New Orleans out here in Sacramento holding it down with San Quentin, Dundee 772. We out here grinding with OG Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 Tweed FM ism. The only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations, you hear me? Yeah, that's your boy.
Best believe it. And I'm chilling here with G. Lou Lavish, Slick Rick Marino. We putting down the P-Funk tonight, y'all. Man, Bobby Thurston, that kind of threw me for a loop. It's kind of cool, though. I can dig it. Man, I got a big old birthday celebration shout-out I got to give, though. It's kind of important to me. This lady has touched my life. Her music, I've always thought she was controversial and just did what she wanted to do. I've watched documentaries on her. I've seen her backstage footage. I've seen her contributions to society, how she held down her whole village in Jamaica. Miss Grace Jones turned 75 years of age today. I've seen her backstage in hotel rooms drinking champagne, and she was flamboyant as can be. Dudes was like, she's ugly as hell, and everybody was clowning her, but she was, what's the word I'm looking for? She commanded her presence on a stage, and you had to do nothing but like her. But she's celebrating her 75th birthday today. And that in itself is a milestone. And nobody has seen her within years. They don't know what she looks like now. You know how when people get old, they decide to just go chill in their mansion and they don't really be seen, and, you know, because they don't really like how they look anymore. They're not their shell of their old selves. So they want you to remember them when they were in their heyday. So I believe that's probably what she's on tonight. But I play this one favorite song that always got me. I've been playing this song since the onset of 93.2 FM. And I'm going to play it tonight. And I'm going to celebrate you, Miss Grace Jones. I've seen your live concert footage. Man, I know everything it is to know about you. From your Vogue magazine covers, she was a runway model, a high fashion model. And people was like clowning her, dogging her. That lady got on that runway and did her thing. Miss Grace Jones, man, one of my all-time favorite classics of all time. Check it out. Nothing But the Funk, baby.
Thank you.
happy 75th birthday celebration goes out to Miss Grace Jones. Hope I could live to see 75. I really do. But that brown liquor, I don't know. I don't know, Slick Rick. It's looking iffy.
Yeah, man.
It's looking iffy, spliffy right about now. I don't know. Callers, if you want to speak, press 1. I'll bring you in. Reverend Ali, I see you out there, player. I hit you up in the morning on a personal note. I did get your message. Been kind of busy. I got you, player. You out there in my heart. Don't even trip. Man, we're going to keep it P.I., we're going to keep you fly. Tonight is nothing but the funk. I got to give a big shout-out right now, though, to another one of my comrades, my funk comrade, that the Lord took him a little earlier than what was expected. You never know when your time is going to come, man. And when it comes, you gotta be ready. And you just have to go, man. You got to go, man, with God. But this man, he put a lot down musically for the funk. He put a lot down for a lot of people in the industry. He helped a lot of people, man. He did a lot of special things. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Caller, you are live on 93.Tweet FM. Speak on it. Hello.
Oh,
hello?
Yeah, Tim?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well, sir. Good evening, and what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Tim. I'm actually from Temecula area.
Glad to have you aboard, man, on this funk episode with Mr. Rick Marino. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great. Doing really great.
Are you enjoying the show?
I'm loving the show, actually. Enjoying it very much. It's hard to find, like, an actual, you know, I guess a radio station or whatever you want to, you know, represent it as that actually shows a lot of old school, like, funk. Like, a lot of people don't realize how intriguing and interesting it is. You know, this is the start of to my eyes, and like, you know, Ricardo has brought up many times, which is amazing. It's in actuality, it's the start of, you know, hip hop. You know, you had that great, you know, just a introduction basically to great music, and then it goes into hip hop, and that's what hip hop is today. Well, not today. As we all know, you know. But that's where it all, you know, started from, you know, great music.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And look, the funny part about it is we do this each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. We've interviewed all the old school artists that you can imagine. They've been on this platform, so you're definitely in right hands. Make sure to tell a hater, to tell a player to tune in. Each and every Thursday night, we'll blow your mind, man. We'll definitely blow your mind. Temecula, put Temecula, man. We're going to put Temecula on the map as well, man. Good looking out, man, for calling in. You know, what's one of your favorite funk songs of all time?
Oh, man. There's so many. I mean, I love Earth, Wind & Fire. I love Ohio Players. I love
wow.
SOS Band.
Wow.
There's so many I could just throw out there, and that's just the beginning of just that era. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's hard
I think I might have you as a fan. I've interviewed the SOS Band. You can go hit the follow button, and you'll be able to see, listen to previous shows. I've interviewed the SOS Band and the Ohio Players. So, man, I think you found a home, sir. We will never let you down every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m.
I agree with that. I definitely have fam and friends that I would definitely tell about that. You know, it's good to see, you know, it's exciting, actually, to see that they have a channel like this, you know.
Wow. Thank you, man. We truly appreciate that. Because we actually work hard over here.
You guys are doing a great job.
We work hard over here. We work hard over here, and my job is to preserve the integrity and the music of people that really put it down. They might not have got it monetarily how they were supposed to get it, but they left a body of music that should be cherished, respected, and acknowledged. So I truly enjoy callers like you, man, that really, man, we're going to give you what you want over here, man. Just scroll through the archives. Go, actually, if you hit the link, you'll be able to go through the archives and all your favorite bands that you ever wanted. I've interviewed them. You'll be able to hear the live two-hour segments, man. But make sure that you tell somebody so they'll know, man. God bless you, sir.
Word. God bless you as well. Definitely let the fam know. I'll extend the word about, you know, about the whole, you know, the station, everything.
Beautiful. Here's what I need you to do. Go to tweetcadillac.com. I'm sorry. Go to email. Go to tweetcadillac@yahoo.com. Leave an email address and your mailing address, and I'll send you a gift in the mail, sir. I got you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Done deal. TweetCadillac@yahoo.com, and you have something
Cadillac
in your mailbox.
Go you.
Tweet.
Go you.
Cadillac. TWE.
Go you.
Cadillac.
Thank you, sir. You're doing a great job.
You.
You're awesome. You and your co-host and everybody and everybody you represent. I've been listening to you and, man, everybody since Quick and just man, that whole entourage. Like, I can't even imagine. Just to converse with you was amazing. So you have an amazing night, and thank you, sir.
Wow, man. Thank you, sir. God bless you, man.
God bless you, too.
Likewise. 90-point Tweet FM. Speak on it.
Man, Tweed, you're going to live forever, man. You ain't going nowhere, man. It don't matter if it's the clear or the dark. Just make sure you get some food in you, man, that's going to soak
yeah.
it all up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
and
yep,
it's funny.
Indeed.
It's funny because I'm on my way from San Diego to Temecula right now. Got to go get me some sage and everything. So, you know, man, I just want to let you know, man, you're doing a great job all the time, man. Ain't nobody got to tell you, man. You know, we didn't told you enough for you to know it yourself. They say a person that tells himself he's doing good, he's not doing good. But if everybody else around him tell him he's doing good, then he's doing good. And I'm telling you, Tweet, you've been doing good for years. You ain't going nowhere, brother. I got you at 300 years old already in my prayers, my great brother. So much love to you, Rick. And much love to Rick and G. Lou. You know what I'm saying? And then the caller that called in from Temecula. I know you on short time, so Rebby Rev going right back on mute.
God's love,
damn it. And there you have it. Ain't nothing but the funk, the realness. Beautiful love, man. 90-point Tweet FM. Slick Rick Marino. Lou Lavis, G. Lou. Tweet Cadillac, baby.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Is it time for a party or what?
Right, I got action though, baby.
With you.
My mind
and the jet.
Of light, sound, and action. Candy bars that taste real good. With lots of chocolate round of goodies inside. So why don't you have a taste, baby? Wait, make way.
universal, baby. With enough groove for everybody you know. So many colors it will stun the mind. So get on the train and join the gang. Mama lover, come on.
Back up on it, baby.
Black bar. Man, I was sitting here, man, reminiscing of my friend. His name was Herbert Anthony Stevens III. He's the father of the legendary rapper Absol. He's my childhood friend. He got murdered in South Central L.A. on 39th Street and Western back in the day. But we played the hell out of this album. And I was sitting here, man, telling my girl, man, I really, really miss him. And he celebrated my birthday with me on the 4th of September. It's my birthday. And he got killed on September 7th in front of another one of our childhood friends' houses on 39th as well. And it's like I truly miss people that I know that truly love me. So if you got loved ones, man, man, love them, man. Love them. Love the real ones that love you. G. Lou, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
G. Lou, man, I listened to the episode last night, the autobiography of Cousin Marcy and Ron, too. Yeah, I listened to both episodes. I didn't want to take away from the shine. I didn't interact, but, man, send my love. She had a hell of a story and understands now the essence of the woman, as they say. I really got an in-depth feeling of who she is. And it was just something about her, man. She's still sweet as apple pie. She's sweet as apple pie.
I agree.
Slick Rick.
Thank you, Tweet. I'll let her know.
Man, please do. Slick Rick, you're the man, and you know you're going to have to come back, sir. We might have to do like a cool little R&B joint or something, man. We covered the funk. Or you just pick a topic because you're the music historian. I'm just the sidekick. So
nah, man.
You are the master, man. And you know, I know we're cutting short on time, but I just want to say, you know, thank you for allowing me this avenue to play some music for the people. And I appreciate all the listeners out there, and my buddy Tim for calling in. Please continue to spread the word. Thank you for the love. You know, we appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody that participates in putting this together. Tweed, G Lou, the whole crew. Much love to all you guys.
It's all about like-minded individuals working together as a conglomerate. I mean, that's the way that we can really spread the news, spread the music, spread the love, spread the hope, spread the faith. We can do it all. The world is in our hands. And believe me, it's millions of like-minded people out there that are missing the music. So therefore, it's kind of our job to make sure that they can, you know, man, we can get it on a dinner table for them. So I'm kind of happy, man, to be able to do this and enjoy what I'm doing. And Rick, all you got to do is shoot me what you want to do, and it's going to go down because you're the man. You're definitely the man. And I ain't found too many cats that I know that can hang with me. And I'm going to keep you close, big baby, because we have a lot to say. We know the music. We live the music. We've enjoyed the music. And you know what's funny? Rick, we are the music. Feel me?
Yes,
it's our job to preserve the music. And that's what we're going to do. Point Tweed FM. Holler at me, man. Make sure y'all hit that follow button. Go to tweedcadillac.com. You know, get you some apparel, music, news, videos, merchandise, bio, booking information, all of that is there. Big shout out to Stacey Adams, fundiggity.com, The G Lou Show, Magnificent Wax, BTP Media, and Jack's Family Kitchen. So, until next week, G Lou, take us out with your parting words, man. We need that strength and the wisdom in these words, please, sir.
Man, like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. Man, that's some real spill right there. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, y'all. Don't go a week without praying. Make it tonight. Make it right now. Just pray.
Exactly.
You got to pray.
Drop
make it today, like Emma said. Much
drop
love.
To your knees, say please. Drop to your knees, say please. And also, man, if you're going through hell, everybody ain't blessed. If you're going through hell, just simply keep going, man. Just simply keep going. Don't swerve off the freeway trying to follow cars that you can't keep up with. Stop being a fucking follower. Excuses are tools of incompetence. And treat others like you want them to treat your mama. That being said, we out like a light switch. Peace to Bootsy, the P-Funk Mob, Eddie Hazel, George Clinton, Parliament, Funkadelic, Grace Jones, Rick James, Slave, Confunction, Ohio Players, Man, the Headhunters, Pleasure, Bobby Thurston, the Nightlighters, Chocolate Milk, everybody that we didn't mention, we got you. Till next week, y'all. God bless y'all. We out.